WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 75 degrees in Atlantic. We look for increasing cloudiness today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon, a high around 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, the Iowa Board of Nursing Home Administrators on Tuesday ordered a hearing on a statement of charges against a former Tabor Nursing Home Administrator to be delayed by 1 week. 52-year-old Mitchell Worcester was to stand before the board on October the 11th, but his hearing was continued instead until October 18th at 9 a.m. Worcester faces charges of professional incompetence, negligence, and violation of a regulation, rule, or law of the state in connection with a series of alleged sexual assaults by a resident at the Tabor Manor Care Facility, which he oversaw in Tabor from October of 2007 through July of 2011. In a statement of charges issued on April the 12th of this year, the board said on Worcester's watch, a patient at the Tabor Manor repeatedly abused his peers at the facility. State inspectors confirmed at least five incidents over a 16-week span in 2008 when the patient repeatedly violated others at the facility. The board also said under Worcester's administration, the facility lacked adequate policies and procedures to guide staff in the performance of their duties in several areas, including completion of incident reports, ensuring proper physician and family notification regarding residents, investigating allegations or suspicions of resident abuse, and handling those incidents. News time is 7:08.
When it's time to make hay and you don't have a New Holland baler, you get bales that are shaggy at the shoulder and hard in the center. When your bales are hard in the center, your cows won't eat all the hay. When your cows don't eat all the hay, they get hungry before you think it's time to replace the bale. When the cows are hungry and you don't replace the bale, they start testing fences. When cows test fences, they find the only weak spot. And when they find the weak spot, they end up fertilizing your neighbor's backyard. Don't fertilize your neighbor's backyard. Call Lindeman Tractor and ask about a New Holland baler today.
This is Rick Tasto from Lindeman Tractor. When you bale hay with your New Holland BR7090 baler, you don't have to put up with shaggy bales or bales that are so hard in the center, livestock won't eat it all. Let us show you how you can get nice, even, square-shouldered bales that shed water, highly utilized bales that livestock can use clear to the center, a baler that doesn't take a lot of effort to keep running, and you get the roll belt system that reduces wear and tear on the belts so you have less maintenance costs. Call us today, Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland hay equipment dealer in Atlantic.
A sleepy driver lost control of her vehicle Tuesday morning in Page County, causing a rollover accident. The sheriff's office at 63-year-old Linda Diana Sands of Clarinda was traveling north on Highway 71 at around 10:15 a.m. when she fell asleep at the wheel of her SUV. As the 2007 Ford Edge crossed the center line of the road, Sands woke up. When she tried to bring the vehicle back into her lane, she overcorrected, sending the SUV to swerve and enter the ditch, where it rolled 2.5 times before coming to rest on its top. Sands was transported by Clarinda EMS to the Clarinda Regional Health Center for treatment of possible minor injuries. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department filed numerous charges against a Carroll man following an investigation into a crash Monday morning north of Elkhorn. Officials say 21-year-old Cody Lee Peterson was charged with failure to maintain control, open container, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Authorities say Peterson was traveling north on Highway 173 at around 7 a.m. when the Chevy Cobalt he was driving went out of control. The car went off the road to the right, crossed 280th Street, and entered the right ditch before hitting a pine tree and a fence. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $1,500. Peterson failed to report the accident and left the scene. He was later arrested and brought to the Audubon County Jail. Peterson appeared before the judge Tuesday morning, pled guilty to the charges, and was fined. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday that no one was injured during an accident Monday morning at the intersection of 7th and Olive Streets. Vehicles driven by Michelle McNabb of Atlantic and Dalen Clean of Marnie collided at around 8:30 a.m. after Clean failed to obey a traffic control device. McNabb was traveling north on Olive Street as Clean was heading west on 7th. Police say Clean failed to stop at the red light and hit McNabb's vehicle on the right front corner, causing $5,500 in damage. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold the second and final public hearing concerning an illegal dumping ordinance during their meeting this morning here in Atlantic. Following the hearing, the board will hold a second reading of the ordinance and move to adopt it after waiving the third reading, assuming there are no objections. In other business, the supervisors will act on an extension of tax credits for fiscal year 2012-2013 as they pertain to homestead, elderly and disabled, ag land, and family farms. Expense appropriations for fiscal year 2013, including funding request appropriations if necessary, and after receiving certifications from county officers for base salaries of their deputies and certifying those base salaries, the board will act on determining the compensation of other employees, meaning those not currently under a bargaining unit or employment contracts. The meeting begins at 9 a.m. in the courthouse boardroom. Also getting underway at 9 a.m. in Greenfield is a meeting of the Adair County Board of Supervisors. Members of the board will act on a transfer resolution, notice of vacancies and intent to appoint, and an update to the personnel policy. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
When it's time to make hay and you don't have a New Holland baler, you get bales that are shaggy at the shoulder and hard in the center. When your bales are hard in the center, your cows won't eat all the hay. When your cows don't eat all the hay, they get hungry before you think it's time to replace the bale. When the cows are hungry and you don't replace the bale, they start testing fences. When cows test fences, they find the only weak spot. And when they find the weak spot, they end up fertilizing your neighbor's backyard. Don't fertilize your neighbor's backyard. Call Lindeman Tractor and ask about a New Holland baler today.
This is Rick Tasto from Lindeman Tractor. When you bale hay with your New Holland BR7090 baler, you don't have to put up with shaggy bales or bales that are so hard in the center, livestock won't eat it all. Let us show you how you can get nice, even, square-shouldered bales that shed water, highly utilized bales that livestock can use clear to the center, a baler that doesn't take a lot of effort to keep running, and you get the roll belt system that reduces wear and tear on the belts so you have less maintenance costs. Call us today, Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland hay equipment dealer in Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, Lonnie Whalen, age 69 of Osceola, Missouri, died April 2011. Graveside services for Lonnie Whalen will be today at 10:30 at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Brian Steffens, age 48 of Atlantic, died Sunday. Celebration of life services for Brian Steffens will be today at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Helen Hennick, age 90, of Exira, died Sunday. Funeral services for Helen Hennick will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Alden C. Red Lorimore, age 93, a resident of the Winterset Care Center South, died Monday. Funeral services for Red Lorimore will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. And Isaac Quintero, age 56, of Atlantic and formerly of Shelby, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Isaac Quintero will be held Friday at 7 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.